Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel, with plenty of sunshine in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Cooler breezes are expected along the coast, while the Negev remains hot and dry. A pleasant evening ahead for most areas. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Netanyahu has ordered the IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after Hezbollah violated their ceasefire earlier today. Two rockets were fired from Lebanon toward the Galilee Panhandle, followed by drone infiltration alerts in the western and upper Galilee. Also, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF says a Gaza strike today killed an attacker involved in the October 7th incident. Local officials report 13 dead, including a woman pregnant with twins and two children. Also this hour, according to JNS, an 11-year-old girl named Nesya Karadi has died from wounds sustained in an Iranian missile strike. She becomes the 22nd fatality in Israel since the conflict with Iran began on February 28th. Separately, I-24 News reports that former President Trump was evacuated after an attempted shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Addressing the press afterward, Trump stated he didn't believe the shooting was linked to the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. And finally, Axios notes that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Although politically sensitive for Netanyahu, the ceasefire could assist Trump in achieving a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. From Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, a video shows Secret Service agents escorting U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance out of the venue after gunfire reports at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I-24News_EN reported earlier today that 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen from California faces two federal charges of assault and firearm use after the incident. According to Visegrad 24, Secret Service agents swiftly responded moments after the shots were fired tonight. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Ynet reports that Netanyahu's decision for IDF action follows Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. The strikes come as tensions rise along the northern border, with rocket and drone threats intensifying. The situation remains tense for residents in northern Israel, who face ongoing security concerns. Turning to Gaza, the Times of Israel details the IDF's targeted strike earlier today. Military officials emphasize the actions were against imminent threats to Israeli troops. The deaths reported by Palestinian officials highlight the ongoing humanitarian toll in the region. This escalation adds pressure on diplomatic efforts for a broader ceasefire. Meanwhile, JNS reports the tragic news of Nesya Karadi's death, underscoring the human cost of the ongoing conflict with Iran. Her death marks another painful moment for families affected by the war. It serves as a stark reminder of the war's impact on civilians. Starting with the incident in Washington, I-24 News provides details on Trump's evacuation following the attempted shooting. While the connection to broader geopolitical conflicts remains unclear, the event has heightened security concerns in the U.S. Capitol. The incident could influence discussions on international security cooperation. On the diplomatic front, Axios highlights Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Although this offers a temporary reprieve, it presents political challenges for Netanyahu. The move could pave the way for more extensive peace negotiations involving Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israel will send an official esports team to a Saudi tournament for the first time. The team will compete against over 10-0 countries for significant prizes, marking a historic moment in Israel-Saudi relations. Separately, CTEC reveals Site Diagnostics is on the brink of closure after raising $124 million. The company has laid off all employees, facing continued financial struggles despite significant investment. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Elron Ventures has sold a portfolio company for $70 million. This marks the fifth exit for Elron in the past year and a half, contributing to several hundred million dollars in realized value. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.